Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when President Trump is declaring victory for his chosen candidate in Pennsylvania, even though that race for the U.S. Senate is too close to call and actually could determine which party really controls the U.S. Senate after the election. It's also going to be a very tough, close, tightly competitive race in the general election, almost surely. The two candidates who are dueling for the Pennsylvania nomination, they are Dave McCormick, who was a candidate. We spoke to Rick Santorum yesterday, the longtime conservative and Republican senator from Pennsylvania who was supporting Dave McCormick, and then President Trump's candidate, who is Mehmet Oz, the TV doctor, who had one of the strangest closing arguments that he offered before the primary that may have made a difference. Now, right now, Dr. Oz is running ahead 31.3% to 31.1%. And in Pennsylvania, according to the law in Pennsylvania, if the margin is less than 0.5%, and this is much less than 0.5%, it's just 2,000 votes of over 1 million votes between these two candidates. If this does go to a recount, who knows? Because apparently there are 30,000 ballots yet to be counted. President Trump, however, says that Dr. Oz should declare victory and basically then determine that he has won the election. Dr. Oz, of course, no political experience before this individual race. You know, Jeremy, let's play the closing argument from Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. This is against Dave McCormick. Dave McCormick, somebody who had broad support. He supported President Trump strongly. But, in fact, he supported President Trump long before Dr. Oz did, but he did not get the Trump endorsement. This is Dr. Oz's closing argument before the primary. This is clip 18.
I'm that bold voice President Trump called out that we need to have in Washington, D.C. to represent our Pennsylvania values. When you go to bed at night and put your head on that soft pillow, you know Oz will be doing exactly what you want him to do if you were there next to him.
What? When you put your... What is he... Can we hear that again? Because there's quite a bit of discussion about this. I mean, the idea that appealing to suburban female voters, that they trust Dr. Oz, that they help, that Dr. Oz is going to heal whatever it is that's bothering them. He has made a great deal of money, Dr. Oz, with his TV show selling some dubious medical cures. But Dr. Oz is going to be right next to you on the bed as you put your head on the pillow and doing exactly what you want from him? Is he suggesting that he is going to provide some intimate comfort to worried voters? Here again, Dr. Oz's big pitch. Listen.
I'm that bold voice President Trump called out that we need to have, that we need Washington, D.C. to represent our Pennsylvania values. When you go to bed at night and put your head on that soft pillow, you know Oz will be doing exactly what you want him to do if you were there next to him.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Yeah! Is this a MyPillow deal? Is that... Is Mike Lindell going to be there, too, with Dr. Oz on the other side? I don't know. So they can't do a revote. I mean, come on. And there will be a Republican nominee. And that Republican nominee is going to be running against a gigantic weirdo. And gigantic meaning 6 feet, 8 inches tall. Yes, the lieutenant governor who is way out. He's a former Bernie bro. He's way out in the left wing of the Democratic Party. And running for Senate in a what is really not a left-wing state, Philadelphia may be, but the state of Pennsylvania is not. James Carville's famous for saying that what Pennsylvania really is you've got Pittsburgh on one side and then Philadelphia on the other side of the state, the eastern side of the state, with Alabama in the middle. I'm not sure that's accurate, but meanwhile, Doug Mastriano, who won the, as expected, also a Trump-endorsed candidate, he won the campaign, the nomination for governor of Pennsylvania, and he sounded like this in his victory speech last night for the Republican nomination. Governor Mastriano, well, maybe. He's Colonel Mastriano. He's an Army veteran, and he's an outspoken Trump supporter and supported by President Trump. This is the candidate declaring victory.
Yeah, I just want to say a few things here. And the left, together with their friends in the traditional media, of course, are trying to paint us in a particular picture. And my campaign has no place for hate, bigotry, and intolerance. And that's the same for... That's right. That's right. And that's the same for any media outlet. If I read articles where you're attacking Christians and painting us in a particular picture that's hateful and intolerant, we won't have the time of day for you.
Okay. The thing about Mastriano is he was there on January 6th to protest the election. He has called for overcoming the election. And the reason this is so particularly important in Pennsylvania, and we're going to be talking about primaries in general and primaries elsewhere. There were some very embarrassing losses for President Trump as well as these victories. But Mastriano, if he is elected as governor, he would, first of all, be able to work with the legislature. He is very pro-life. And, in fact, he favors a total ban on abortion with no exceptions at all during the entire course of the pregnancy. And if that becomes an issue, an abortion in Pennsylvania because of Roe v. Wade being overturned, if it is in fact overturned by the Supreme Court, as appears extremely likely based upon the unauthorized leak of Justice Alito's opinion, if that happens, then he would have, as governor, a very big impact with the ability to either veto or sign whatever abortion bill the Republican legislature in Pennsylvania, and they do have a Republican legislature and are likely to have one after November as well, he would have an impact on that. There's something else, even maybe more important to many people. Doug Mastriano, if he does end up winning this thing and beating the state's attorney general, Joshua Shapiro, who right now is favored. I mean, the polls show him running ahead. He's much better known than Mastriano, but that'll change because there will be huge advertising on this election. And here's why. Under the Pennsylvania Constitution, the Secretary of State, the guy or woman who is going to be in charge of running, supervising the election so that it would be following rules and dictates and executive decisions made by the Secretary of State. Secretary of State isn't elected. He's appointed by the governor. So if President Trump's candidate for governor, who strongly believes that Pennsylvania was stolen in the last election, he would be appointing a new Secretary of State. Meanwhile, the latest on Finland and Sweden, their desire to join NATO, will they be blocked? Why? How? That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
When you go to bed at night, put your head on that soft pillow, you know Oz will be doing exactly what you want him to do if you were there next to him.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendovite.
Michael Medved.
Look him in the eye and say loudly and clearly, back up, you creep.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
Get away from me.
And that was actually a message from voters concerning perhaps the most controversial member of Congress right now, incumbent, who lost his primary and lost it badly. Where we get to the fate of Congressman Madison Cawthorn. That was another candidate strongly endorsed by President Trump. He repeated that endorsement yesterday and the day before. Madison Cawthorn basically not returning to the House of Representatives, and he, by the way, acknowledged his loss in the primaries. He lost to a state senator named Chuck Edwards, a Republican conservative state senator, without some of the same personal problems of Congressman Cawthorn, who had been the youngest member of Congress. Now he gets to be a former member of Congress at age 27. He's 26 now. Anyway, the news internationally has been pretty good. There's a story about a colonel in the Russian army, not another one who was killed or shot or lost in the war, but who appeared on a panel show on state television and said Russia was doing badly in the war. And basically, apparently, the people who are sitting next to him, who were very much aware of the fact that in Russia, you can go to prison for 15 years for saying that in public. And he just said it on national TV, on the state-supported network. So what is the story here? And where does that go? Well, one of the things that has already cost Russia a great deal in terms of their policy objectives. One thing that Russia wanted to do, and one area where they sort of supported certainly efforts among some in the Trump administration, and this is part of my Mark Esper's book that we spoke about yesterday with a former defense secretary, is that President Trump had mused publicly about actually having the U.S. leave NATO or disbanding NATO, and he wasn't sure that NATO was important. Well, since the war in Ukraine, it's very obvious to everybody who's paying attention how important NATO is and the level of unity NATO has achieved, even with one problematic member, Turkey. But Turkey, apparently, with Recep Erdogan having political problems at home, has been trying to move back into a more pro-American, pro-NATO direction. They apparently have been trying very hard to come to terms with the United Arab Emirates, where there was just a meeting with the new head of the United Arab Emirates because a previous prince had died. But in any event, and he had met with Erdogan, the strongman, not quite dictator because he's still subject to elections, but certainly the number one guy in Turkey. Turkey is now blocking the start of the NATO talks to include Finland and Sweden, which are applying jointly. He's doing that because he wants some concessions from Finland and particularly from Sweden about their cracking down, not sufficiently cracking down, Erdogan says, on Kurdish independence groups that Erdogan considers terrorists. Turkey blocked the start of Finland and Sweden's accession talks to NATO today. Shortly after the Nordic nations submitted their formal applications, a signal of what could be a bumpy process to expand the alliance and reshape Europe's post-Cold War security architecture. Reshaping it in a clearly pro-Western direction. I mean, Finland joining NATO is huge. Sweden, because of the formidability of the Swedish Navy, is also huge for control of the Baltic. But the idea that this is going to be held up while they try to negotiate something about the PKK, about the Kurds represent by far the largest stateless population. The largest population group, I believe they count about 30 million Kurds, and there is no independent Kurdistan. They have no, the best they have is a portion of Iraq that is supposed to be quasi-independent. And so this might be another international problem that is going to be on the desk of Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State for the Biden administration. Meanwhile, we played a bit of the victory speech from Doug Mastriano, the new Republican nominee for governor of Pennsylvania. The Democratic nominee for senator from Pennsylvania is this very strange guy, John Fetterman, who is just now recovering from a stroke that hit him just days before the election. And now the election, of course, all tied up, much too close to call still, the day after the primary. And we'll see if it goes to a recount. It looks like it will, between Mehmet Oz, who is the current front runner, and Dave McCormick, who is very close behind. They're separated by 2,000 votes, where they each have more than 400,000. In any event, John Fetterman, the guy who goes everywhere wearing gym shorts, even in sub-zero, sub-freezing weather, and hoodies, that's his campaign uniform. And yes, he's 6'8", and he has a shaved, bald head and a little goatee, and he's a hipster candidate. But his wife spoke to CNN about her husband's victory because he was unavailable to do so. He's still in the hospital from his stroke and some surgery. This is clip 8.
He is a bionic man now. He's feeling great. The surgery was perfect, and he is impatient, and he is just ready to get back on the ground, but I am not letting him just yet.
And when do they think he'll be well enough to campaign?
I don't have that date yet. They said it a couple of days, but they didn't give me a firm date yet. He was under observation today after the surgery today. The surgery was great. I think they'll just watch him, and then hopefully we'll have a firm date when I get him home.
Okay, she won't get him home for long because he will be back on the campaign trail. He would have in Pennsylvania because the Biden administration is not popular in Pennsylvania. And the legislature remains clearly Republican and probably will after the election. But for Fetterman, whether he's running against Dr. Oz, or Dave McCormick, particularly if he's running against Dave McCormick, I think he would have a tough, tough race. So what about other races? And what everybody is talking about, was yesterday a good day or a disastrous day for Donald Trump? That and more with Jonathan Allen of NBC News coming up on The Medved Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump took to Truth Social on Wednesday to attack mail-in voting amid problems with the process in Pennsylvania. On primary day, Lancaster County officials said an estimated two-thirds of 21,000 mail-in ballots received could not be scanned because of a printing error. Trump-endorsed Mehmet Oz pulled ahead of David McCormick by about 2,000 votes, with more than 1.3 million ballots counted. Results are not expected to be announced for several days. The U.S. Soccer Federation has reached milestone agreements to pay its men's and women's teams equally. That makes the American national governing body the first in the sport to promise both sexes matching money. The federation has announced separate collective bargaining agreements through 2028 with the unions for both national teams. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to welcome back to the show NBC reporter Jonathan Allen, one of the chief voices reporting on politics on NBC. He's the senior politics reporter at NBC News. He's also a New York Times bestselling author. We have gotten to know him through his books, Shattered, which is all about how Hillary Clinton lost her campaign for president in 2016, and Lucky, how Joe Biden, he says, barely won the presidency. Jonathan, great to speak to you. I know you've been, like many of us, neck deep in primary returns and surprises. First of all, if you were looking around the country at all of these explosive primary elections, what would be the biggest surprise?
Oh, that's such a great question, Michael. I am surprised that we saw this race in Pennsylvania, the Senate Republican primary, end up with, you know, effectively a tie, right? We're still waiting for final votes to be counted there. But I'm a little bit surprised at the late surge of David McCormick, who I thought, was not going to do as well as he did. And so that it's a real barn burner there, and it will continue to be. And of course, a ton of focus on all that late counting of mail-in ballots.
Now, President Trump apparently has given out a statement where he had endorsed Mehmet Oz, the chief opponent to Dave McCormick, President Trump says Dr. Oz should just declare victory now. Good advice?
Well, I don't know if it's good advice. It's certainly not surprising advice for President Trump, who declared victory on election night, I guess in the wee hours of the morning in 2020. You know, we know that that's his style, declare victory and make people prove you wrong. You know, for those of us who are invested in the actual vote counting and figuring out who won, it appears to be premature.
Yeah, and most of the ballots that are not yet counted are mail-in ballots, are they?
I believe that's the case. You know, I've got some colleagues. I was focused on a North Carolina race yesterday. I've got some colleagues that are more in on the technicalities of where we are in Pennsylvania, but I believe that's the case.
Okay, in terms of another candidate who was strongly endorsed by President Trump, in fact, President Trump's statement 2 days ago about Madison Cawthorn was, yes, Madison has made some foolish mistakes, which I don't believe he'll ever make again. Let's give Madison a second chance. Well, voters in his district in Western North Carolina said, no way. Was that surprising to you?
It was an upset. It was a little surprising. I wasn't shocked. I actually went down to the district a couple weeks ago to talk to voters there. There certainly was a lot of embarrassment about Cawthorn. He is, I was going to say he's most famous for, but there are a lot of things for which he's famous, one of which is claiming that fellow lawmakers had invited him to do cocaine, had invited him to participate in orgies. There were pictures of him in lingerie that surfaced. And a variety of other scandals and pseudo-scandals. And ultimately, it was a little bit of an embarrassment to the voters of the district. The other thing I heard was that folks in the district didn't feel like he was paying attention to the basic job of a congressman, that he was pursuing celebrity at the expense of minding his constituency. So it was an eight-way race. State Senator Chuck Edwards, who is a rock-ribbed conservative in the legislature from North Carolina, you know, ended up winning that race with about a third of the vote. In North Carolina, if the first place finisher has more than 30%, there is no runoff. If everybody had been below 30%, that would have been a runoff. It was very close, but, you know, I think the voters decided to give Cawthorn a second chance at being a private citizen.
Well, and good luck with that. You know what? I have not heard a lot of conversation about it, but what struck me and why I will admit it, I wanted with all my heart to see Madison Cawthorn thrown out of the Congress of the United States is because of his comments on Ukraine. In other words, saying that, okay, we should withhold some of the aid, that's one thing. But he said that Zelensky, who is a world hero, frankly, was a thug. He also said that the Ukrainian government, not Putin, the Ukrainian government was incredibly evil. Right?
Right.
Do you have any idea why?
I don't know why. I do know that there is a segment of the Republican Party, I think it's a very small segment of the Republican Party, that is, you know, more sympathetic to Vladimir Putin than most of the rest of the United States is, and has struggled with how to talk about what's going on right now since the Russian invasion, which I think most of the world abhors, and the vast majority of both Republican and Democratic office holders abhor. So, you know, I think he was struggling to find a way to not condemn Trump, and what he did is ended up calling Zelensky a thug, and as you pointed out, talking about corruption in Ukraine. Of course, in most countries, you can find some level of corruption, so I guess it's which country you decide you want to target for that kind of derision. But we have watched Zelensky stand up to Putin. We've watched him utilize the resources of the United States and its allies in order to do that, and to defend his country from total annihilation, which you know, for I think the vast majority of Americans has been a very inspiring thing to watch. But, you know, whatever your take on U.S. policy toward that is, you know, I think it's undoubtable that that he is somebody who has showed tremendous courage and leadership.
Okay, speaking of tremendous courtesy and leadership, the governor of Idaho, and this got almost no attention because the votes come in too late because of the time difference, and well, because it's Idaho. The governor of Idaho, Brad Little, had a challenge from his lieutenant governor, and this has been, like, again, it's such a bizarre situation for a lieutenant governor to run against the incumbent governor with whom she was elected. Now, in Idaho, they count the votes separately as different from other states. But the lieutenant governor, Janice McKeegan, had Trump's endorsement, his total and complete endorsement, very strong endorsement. She just got wiped out. I mean, she lost almost 3-1. That's got to be a little bit of a surprise, no?
Look, we've seen so far in primaries is that Trump-endorsed candidates are very good at getting about a third of the vote. And so if there are multiple candidates that are, that are viable, and, you know, maybe in some cases 40%, but if there are multiple candidates that are viable, that's a huge boost. If it's effectively a one-on-one, in Idaho there were three candidates, but the third candidate got about 11% of the vote, that third or so is not determinative. Now, every state is different, and I think we will see some places where the Trump endorsement is more effective than that, but you're right. McKeegan got completely blown out. She basically won the Canada part of Idaho. If you look at the state and the county she won, it's that little part of Idaho that sort of jumps up toward the Canadian border that she won, and the rest of the counties went for Little.
Yeah, and Little is a very strong conservative. He was endorsed by the NRA. He lowered taxes. He had balanced budgets, tough on anti-crime. And again, the fact that McKeegan, ended up 23.4% of the vote is, I think, what they're saying is the final tally, which isn't close to the 64%, two-thirds, that the incumbent governor received. We'll be right back with more with Jonathan Allen, senior politics reporter for NBC News, about the Republican primary, what it means. Do these primaries make it less or more likely that Trump actually runs for president in 2024? We'll be right back with Jonathan Allen. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the Amfed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Michael Medved Show, speaking for a few minutes more to Jonathan Allen, the senior politics reporter for NBC News. He is the author of the best-selling, number one best-selling New York Times books, including Shattered, which is the story of the wreckage of the Clinton campaign in 2016. For those who don't remember, she was supposed to win, and to win handily. That's what people were reporting literally on the very eve of the election. She didn't. President Trump won. And then he lost the next campaign, and Jonathan Allen wrote a book called Lucky, not about President Trump. It's how Joe Biden barely won the presidency. Let me ask you something that's on the minds of everybody, because one of the things that has astonished me about the news coverage of these primaries all over the country, and in Idaho and in North Carolina and in Pennsylvania and in Oregon, everybody's asking about, okay, how's President Trump doing? What does this mean about his influence, his dominance over the Republican Party? The deeper question, it seems to me, and you know President Trump a little bit, you've written about him as a presidential candidate before. The deeper question is he actually committed to running? Will he actually run in 2024? What is your thought, and do you think that the results of the primaries will matter to whether he actually makes that race or not?
You know, it's a great question, Michael. I have kind of a different frame, I think, than a lot of other people do on the question of whether Trump is going to run for president, which is I would say that he is running for president, and it's possible that there might be something that stops him between now and then in terms of, a change of heart or a change of direction, but he is doing everything that a presidential candidate does in terms of raising money, holding rallies, making endorsements. And he's doing them in the off-year election, and he's basically been doing it since he left office. As somebody who has watched a lot of presidential campaigns develop, this is what one looks like. I come at it from that perspective. In terms of the question of, how much these primaries end up mattering to his decision, I would say what would be more, what will give us better information is what the midterms look like. And if There's a perception that President Trump was helpful to Republicans in picking up more seats and growing the party. I think that will benefit him greatly and put him in a better position to run. On the other hand, if there are Trump-backed candidates that lose in the general election and a narrative starts to take hold that he was the cause of some defeat victory less than robust for Republicans in the House, the Senate, and the governor's races, then that could at least open the door to other potential candidates seeing him as vulnerable.
What do you think about the idea, and it's one that a number of leading Republicans have put forward, is that the continued conversation about the stolen election, a lot of people, media commentators and others, call the big lie, what the idea that that conversation, that obsession, actually represses and discourages GOP turnout? Because if people you're thinking about voting for are saying our whole electoral process is rigged, doesn't that give people kind of an excuse to just tune out on politics? It's just all too corrupt. It's all rigged and hopeless.
I don't have any empirical evidence, but I'm hard-pressed to understand the mind of the voter who thinks that the election system is rigged and that makes them want to vote more than they would have otherwise. So, I don't know of voters that are staying home because they think it's rigged, but certainly I would think that the weight of that would be toward suppressing or depressing turnout, and certainly not toward stoking it. If you think the game's not fair, you're less likely to play.
In terms of the general issues on the midterms, obviously the Democrats are hoping there will be a lot more focus on the abortion issue. Do you agree with what is sort of hardening as a conventional wisdom observation that abortion is an issue that works for Democrats?
Certainly the energy among supporters of abortion rights is going to be there, but it has been there for a long time. The possibility of Roe being overturned has existed for a long time. People have been raising money off of it for a long time, organizing their political bases around it. I do think it's interesting that Republicans have been a little bit muted, I think, since that draft opinion was released, and it may be that they're waiting to see what the final result is, but I don't think Republican leaders believe that this is a good issue for them in, largely in swing districts and swing states. How much that's a big issue, I don't know. I think the biggest issue on everyone's plate right now is inflation. And I think Republicans are going to want to keep the attention on that. I think Democrats are going to try to deflect attention from it. But the truth is, it's one of those issues that's impossible to ignore. I mean, if you fill up your tank with gas, you know it's more expensive than it used to be.
Yeah, the last point I wanted to touch upon is that we're right now in the middle of a very serious, very major war with tremendous costs in human life and destruction in terms of certainly major costs for Russia in terms of their diplomatic losses and the accession and NATO of Finland and Sweden and all of that going on. Isn't it likely that we have some major development, either an indication of something more like a Ukrainian victory or a Russian victory, and that the war in Ukraine, with either a very encouraging outcome or very tragic outcome, that could also emerge as a major issue?
I think it could emerge as a major issue. It's something that appears to be ongoing for a long time. This does not appear to be a situation that is going to resolve itself quickly. And so I think as a result of that, at any moment it could flare up. And, there's a cost to it. We're watching tens of billions of dollars being, pushed out the door. And I think, for the time being, there's a lot of support for that in Congress and among the population. But that may not always be the case. So I agree with you. I think it's a potential issue. It's just hard to know how that's going to play out.
Yeah, and particularly it's a potential issue regarding the approval rating of President Biden and whether he runs for re-election or not. Right now, his approval rating is slipping below 40% in many polls. Do you believe, if you had to make your best guess, Jonathan Allen, we've talked about this before, is Biden going to be a candidate for re-election?
Oof. It's a $64,000 question for the Democrats. He insists that he will be, and at the same time, what we're watching among other Democrats, it seems there's a belief that he's not going to be running. Bernie Sanders' campaign manager from 2020 put out a memo to allies a couple of weeks ago saying, you know, basically keep your powder dry. If Biden doesn't run, Bernie's ready to do it potentially. We've seen Elizabeth Warren emerging again in the news. Pete Buttigieg is doing a fundraising dinner in Minnesota for the Minnesota State Democratic Party. I cannot remember a cabinet secretary doing something like that before. We all know that Vice President Harris would look to run if Biden did. So we're starting to see the sort of shadow jockeying on the Democratic side that suggests that at least the people in high levels of power are thinking that Biden might not run. And again, if he's in a position where it doesn't look like he can, if he's, you know, Lyndon Johnson in 1968, and I think we're a long way off from that in terms of, you know, the Democratic support for Biden has not collapsed the way that it did for Johnson, but if he was looking at a primary like Johnson was in 68, it would be foolish to run.
Well, it would be very difficult, especially running against a candidate like Bernie Sanders, who can make the point that he has more experience. He's the more seasoned candidate, right, that a young whippersnapper like Joe Biden at age 79 should.
I mean, you know, one of them will borrow the great Reagan line, right? Or was it Mondale? I forgot. One of those guys said, my opponent's using the grade against him about Mondale.
Right.
You know, if you could certainly see that playing out on the debate stage again.
Without question, yeah. Reagan said, my opponent's youth and inexperience. And in any event, there is much more to come. Obviously, a dramatic and significant election. Jonathan Allen of NBC, thank you for participating in the conversation in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Try all kinds of pills, nothing seems to do the job? Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at balance7.com. Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11+, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.